Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
And we welcome you in on a Monday night here to our San Francisco studios. It's John Dickinson and Ryan Covey with you tonight and with you for the next couple of nights following Warriors basketball as the Warriors road trip continued in San Antonio. And the Warriors take a loss for the first time on this road trip, 111-105. The final. Spurs beat the Dubs, actually win the season series, believe it or not, against the Warriors by virtue of taking 2 of 3, just one game at Oracle Arena. And for whatever reason, the Spurs play like about a 65-win team at home, now 29-7 on the year. But Covey, it was a simple case of Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson not making shots in Andrew Bogut's return.
Yeah, and it's funny, JD, as we've gone through this season with the Warriors and seen some up and down play, and they've obviously set the bar very high, but there's nights where you feel like, you know, maybe they don't show up. Tonight, I think it was just a case of if Klay and Steph are going to be that cold through the first three quarters. I actually felt like they were fortunate to still be in this game in the fourth quarter. Had their chance. I mean, you give San Antonio credit. As you mentioned, they are pretty damn good at home. But this was just a product of the Warriors missing a lot of open looks tonight. I don't think it was so much a product of San Antonio defending them very well. I thought it was a lot of open looks. They didn't drop. And when you are primarily a three-point shooting team or a jump shooting team, whatever you want to call it, you're apt to you leave yourself vulnerable to having nights like this.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. That is the phone number to participate in the program. If you want to weigh on this one, again, Warriors lose 111-105, and Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, they combine for 14-43 from the field. And I'm with you. I thought a lot of wide-open looks early in the game. And as the game went on, San Antonio's defense, I thought, actually got better. But the Warriors were making shots against a tougher defense and kind of got hot, actually, to hang in the game late a little bit. The other big storyline of the night, Andrew Bogut. Steve Kerr just throws him right in there. There's nothing Steve Kerr loves more than to keep his rotation intact.
Yeah.
And to have Andrew Bogut just play in DeMarcus Cousins' slot in the rotation, that was about as big a no-brainer as anything, I think, when that became announced earlier today at shoot-around, that's how Steve Kerr was going to play it. So Bogut winds up 19 minutes, 3 for 4. All three of his makes were dunks. I thought he looked really comfortable out there, and I actually thought, and we were talking about this a little bit before the show, physically he looked as good and probably better than he looked physically at the end with the Warriors when he was breaking down and wound up hurt in that NBA Finals.
Yeah, he's in great shape right now, no doubt about that, and you could tell he'd been playing a lot of minutes in Australia, and that's obviously kept his fitness level high. So, look, if he wasn't, you know, game ready, Steve Kerr can't just plug him in like that and right into the starting lineup. So that's a testament to his fitness level right now and obviously his familiarity with the team. Yeah, I thought Bogut looked nice. And, you know, thankfully the Cousins MRI came back negative, which is a positive. And so they'll still have Boogie back hopefully sooner than later. But hey, nice insurance policy with Bogut and good way to start. I love that quote-unquote dunk at the start of the game, you know, Curry throwing it up like that. And Bogut, hey, he climbed the ladder. He went and he, I'm not going to say he threw it down,
he got
JD,
it there.
But he got it. Hey, the whole point is get in that little circle, right? That little cylinder. And he was able to do that. So good start for Bogut. And, you know, 19 minutes, 3 of 4, you know, a little, some rebounding help, 7 boards for him as well. Just anything you're looking for from Bogut in his debut. Nice job.
Well, the one thing I think he showed tonight above all else is the fact that if you're going to plug him in as a bench guy and you start to fill out your center minutes, and obviously there's certain matchups where Andrew Bogut probably isn't going to play at all. And those are going to be games where maybe DeMarcus Cousins doesn't play as much
sure.
as even he's used to. But if you can roll DeMarcus Cousins out there for 28 to 32 minutes and on a given night, roll Andrew Bogut out there for anywhere maybe between 8 and 14 minutes, he's still a hell of a screen setter.
Big body up.
He's still a rim protector, which I think he showed a little bit tonight, somebody that you have to at least get around to get to the basket, and he's still a highly intelligent basketball player that can move the ball. There were some possessions where just the ball being in his hands, it zipped around, and I think the Warriors wound up with 27 assists, and you made a point about the assists being under 30 and that kind of being the magic number for this Warriors team as we're kind of getting ready for things here. And I think tonight's just a case of a couple of shots go down there well above 30.
Sure, absolutely.
On the night. But the ball movement, I thought, was really there on a lot of individual possessions where Bogut just knows where to go with it.
Familiarity. He's played with a lot of these guys before. He's definitely I know we love the term high IQ basketball player, but that's Bogut. He understands the system. And why I feel like Bogut might be good, if it comes to him being in the starting lineup, is he's not really looking to score, JD, and they've got enough scorers in that starting five. And look, DeMarcus has played fine. I don't want to turn this into DeMarcus is disrupting the scoring chemistry of the starting group. I that's not where I'm going, but at least the guy, for the role that he's out there, he could do it well, and he's not going to be looking to score a whole hell of a lot, which I think is it can be a positive as far as getting other guys going.
John Dickinson, Ryan Covey, Warriors Wrap-Up, brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. Warriors lose in San Antonio, 111-105, the final tonight. The one thing this loss does, too, is the Warriors are 47-22 now, still 23-12 on the road. They've still won 19 of their last 24 away from Oracle Arena. However, the Denver Nuggets did go into Boston and win tonight. So as much as we've been keeping an eye on, well, who are the Warriors going to play in the first round? Could it be San Antonio? Could it be Utah? Could it be the Clippers? With Sacramento now falling out of the race, essentially six games back for that eighth spot. But you bring it back to the top, and the Nuggets all of a sudden have won four in a row, and they have tied the Warriors for the top spot in the Western Conference. So the Warriors do have the season series advantage as of now. It's 2-1. They do play again on April 2nd. But every time we start to think that the Warriors are going to wrap it up for home court advantage, they take a loss, and it seems like every time the Warriors take one loss, I look at the Nuggets, and they've won four straight, which is how it winds up being tied again. The Warriors still may not be in the top half of the bracket. At least it's not a lock. They're going to have to go earn it.
Yeah, and if I could make Warriors fans feel just a little bit better about that plight, Warriors have got seven home games left, whereas the Nuggets only have five. Warriors have nine games left with teams below 500. Nuggets only have four, and the combined winning percentage for the opposition on the remaining schedule, Warriors 476, Nuggets winning percentage for their opposition is 540. So Nuggets got to play a lot better teams down the stretch.
Now, I got to ask you this, and I'm half kidding when I say it. Is that better for the Warriors or not?
You might be onto something, JD. I'm trying to paint this in as rosy of a scenario as possible, but I mean, you could be onto something. We know the Warriors are better on the road. They're more focused.
They play better, seemingly, against the higher level opponents.
You're right.
I mean, Oklahoma
so they're screwed.
City
so and... basically, lock it up. Denver's the top seed. The Warriors have too easy of a route into the postseason, so it's going to be Denver for sure.
Well, and that didn't play out tonight because actually no team has been hotter than San Antonio.
It looked like
the Warriors could be streak busters again. You know, they snapped the Rockets winning streak. Denver had a long home winning streak earlier in the year. The Warriors, Boston, I believe, had a long home winning streak at one point early on when the Warriors went in there in January and knocked them off on a Saturday night. And tonight could have been another one, but just the shots not falling for this Warriors team tonight and not falling early for Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. So they did get some bench contributions. I'm looking at it, 18, 25 bench points, and that's if you can get about a quality scorer's night worth of bench points from this Warriors bench, that's actually pretty darn good.
For sure.
And they got that tonight. But really, where it stands out is Klay Thompson only with 14, and Kevin Durant, he wound up with his 24, but what did you think of Kevin Durant's game tonight? Because it seemed like he wasn't even out there a good portion of the game until the end when he tried to take it over, but it wound up being a little bit too little too late.
Yeah, and I want to preface this by saying we know KD missed a couple of games with an injury, so maybe that's still bothering him a little bit.
Come on, just say it. They're better without him.
Of course, and it's funny. The
888-957-9570.
Chilled Nautabody text line already with that. This is the prime example of why the Warriors are better without Kevin Durant. Well, it's absurd to me.
You were going to get one of them regardless tonight. You were either going to get they were going to win, and it was going to be they're better without DeMarcus Cousins,
totally.
And Andrew Bogut needs to play 40 minutes a night, and Cousins needs to sit. You were going to either get that tonight, or you were going to get what we're getting, which is they're better without Durant.
Yeah, oh, clearly.
Yeah, the two-time Finals MVP, you don't need him.
He's always clogging up business, and he's just bogging them down on offense when they're trying to move the ball. No, I mean, look, he was coming off an injury, you know, had a couple of games off, so we want to be mindful of that. But it was a very quiet game for KD. There was times where I didn't really notice him out there much. In the second half, he was good, you know, in the fourth quarter in particular, when they tried to, you know, make this a game and close down. But in the first half in particular, which when I felt like, hey, Clay's not going, and they were kind of forcing the issue to Clay, that's when I would have liked to have seen them look to KD and let KD get them rolling, which was a little bit puzzling to me, especially in the second quarter. You know, and I know he does rest for part of that, but it seemed to me like he was there but not quite there, JD, if that makes sense. And for a guy that had 24 points, and you look at the rest of his stat line, I mean, just 5 rebounds, 3 assists, didn't have any steals or any blocks, committed 5 fouls tonight. And that's something I want to hit on is the fouls and the discrepancy in fouls, because, I mean, you look at the total numbers tonight. The Spurs shot 22 free throws, and they made 19 of them. They were good. Warriors only shoot 12. I mean, there's your game right there. And
yeah,
even with the shooting deficiencies of Clay and Steph tonight, you just get some kind of production at the free throw line, then you're going to be right back in this game. And I think it's oftentimes because they settle for outside shots. And how do you get to the free throw line,
that's
JD?
It.
You attack the cup. And
Durant had 6 of the 12.
Right.
So to your point, if you go to Durant a little bit more, I know the Spurs don't foul a lot, but
right,
they were fouling him,
sure,
by comparison a
absolutely
lot.
Absolutely, yeah. And that kind of, for KD, I think that's sometimes almost a better course of action, you know, because then you kind of, he doesn't get in rhythm. And, you know, he's obviously one of those guys, once he starts feeling it, then he'll start hitting from all over. And you could tell he wasn't dialed in tonight from range. I mean, he only attempted 4 threes, but didn't make any of them. So to that end, I would just like to see him when it's clear they're not hitting their threes, which they weren't tonight. I'd like to see him just attacking the basket just a little bit more.
Yeah, and it's a fine line for this team always, because they're such a great three-point shooting team.
Sure.
That it's almost, when do you cut it off?
Water's going to find its level eventually,
yeah,
right?
Well, on a night like tonight, I mean, they did wind up hitting 13 threes. I mean, and they were under the, you know, they're under the percentage that you'd want to be, but they were ended up 13 for 39 overall. But again, if some of those shots had gone down early, I think it would have set a completely different tone for the game. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Warriors wrap-up brought to you by Realtor.com. With Ryan Covey, I'm John Dickinson. Realtor.com, the home of home search. Warriors lose to the Spurs 111-105. And you heard it, of course, right here on 95.7 The Game. Just kind of looking up and down at, you know, solid night for Looney. McKinney contributed. You know, Sean Livingston was okay. You know, the game changed a little bit in the second quarter. Initially, the Warriors played pretty well in that second quarter, but the Spurs were able to take control of the game against that different second unit tonight and push up all the way to, what, an 11-point lead at the half. But then you got the Warriors coming back in the third quarter and make it a game of it at that point before San Antonio was able to, again, early in the fourth quarter, reassert control. But it was a game where you always looked up and you thought, hey, the Warriors are only down X.
Yeah, it felt like they should have been down by a whole heck of a lot more than that with all the shots they were missing. But you give them credit defensively. I thought the Warriors did a nice job. And, you know, on nights where you're not scoring the way you'd like, you would definitely, you know, you at least want to be putting forth that effort on the defensive end. And we saw that. But there were times it seemed like they got a little bogged down offensively. And you talked about the assists, JD. This is now just just twice in the last 9 games where they've hit for 30 assists and just 4 times in their last 14 games. So, you know, not that 27 assists is some bad total, and you hit on it perfectly. I mean, they knocked down a few more threes. That assist total is going to be up over 30 in short order, but they didn't. And so it's just another game where they don't hit that 30 assist mark. This is like the perfect example, JD, of what side do you come down on the Warriors, like that you can't take anything from any one regular season game. And my point is, if you come from the, hey, look, there's something not quite right with this team, you can cite the, you know, the free throw disparity, you can cite Kevin Durant's kind of ho-hum night, you can cite the lack of ball movement, and, you know, you can kind of sell that narrative of, hey, you know, something's not quite right with this team, they don't get up for teams that they should be getting up for. But then if you're from the, hey, look, talk to me in the Western Conference Finals, it's a regular season game against the Spurs, if they make a couple of their threes, they're probably going to win this game. So just a classic, like, close Warriors loss where we kind of just don't really know what to make of them.
Yeah, and I still think, I mean, look, they eradicated a lot of the something's wrong with them narrative by beating Houston and beating Oklahoma City in the fashion that they did. However, now, they did still lose to the Suns.
They did.
At Oracle Arena, which is a level of yuck.
You were hot that night. I was
that
listening.
We haven't seen. Yeah. I mean, that we haven't seen it.
Right.
They haven't lost a game that bad at home, really, in the Steve Kerr era, when they've had everybody.
Yeah, it was
a putrid
loss.
Now, there's been games
where
they've got a couple guys out, and okay, maybe somebody will run them out. Tonight, I think it was just more of they were getting a little bit of a rhythm going the last couple of games.
Yeah.
They happened to do it without Durant. I think it's coincidence. Now, callers may disagree with that. Fans may want to talk about that, and that's fine. I think it's coincidence. But now Durant's back, and Cousins was starting to play well. You take him away, and Iguodala, to your point at the beginning of the show, anytime the Warriors are missing anybody, it gets a little janky.
Yeah.
But anytime you take Iguodala away as the glue of it all,
he's the dad of the group.
Yeah.
That's Iggy.
I mean, he is there. If the five All-Stars are, you know, they're the headliners, that, I mean, he's the next most important guy.
100%.
And you may even make a case that he's more important than Cousins.
I think I would.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a fair case.
Yeah, and all the finals that they've been to,
sure,
with Andre Iguodala, yeah, before DeMarcus Cousins
got
here.
You can say, hey, he's their fifth most important player.
I absolutely believe that. And you just notice when he's not out there, and it's one of those, you might not always appreciate the things that he does when he's there because he doesn't have the gaudy stat lines. It's not stuff that'll just jump off the stat sheet at you, but it's one of those, what was missing tonight? Oh, yeah, Andre Iguodala. And I want to give just a little bit of credit to the Spurs, and I mean, dude, this kid, Derek White, I didn't know a whole heck of a lot about him. I've been, you know, studying up on him lately. He can defend, man. And I was looking at some of the analytics, and he's like top 5 as far as point guard defenders and defensive rating. He was getting out, challenging shooters. And, you know, that's the Spurs way. That's the Greg Popovich way. And he's bought into that completely. So I think Derek White, you know, well, he's, like I said, the numbers aren't totally flashy. I mean, the guy scores, what, like 10 a game, 4 dimes, you know, 3.5 rebounds, something to that effect. But I definitely noticed him out there, and he was getting out on shooters and just being physical on Steph. And he made life tough for the Dubs for sure.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. That's where Reed in Daly City checks in. And when we hear from the fans, it's brought to you by Nation's Giant Hamburgers, the best since 1952. Reed in Daly City, you're up here on Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Reed.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good.
Good. So, yeah, mainly what I want to discuss is I pretty much, you know, I've seen this Warriors team all year long, and it looks like we play best when Iggy's starting instead of KD. I don't know what it is. I don't know the flow of the game. I'm not sure exactly what the problem is when we have KD starting. I think it's 4 people. We have 2, you know, we have 4 different options. You know, you go to In-N-Out, you just need 3 options. I think that 4th option is messing us up, and then we have 0 scorers off the bench. So I think that would fix our bench problem and at the same time get us back to, you know, the Warriors way.
Thanks, Reed. I'm going to let you take that one.
Yeah, I don't know about moving Kevin Durant out of the starting lineup, but I will say this. Butcher Boy, my partner at night, has been advocating Cousins being a part of that second unit for a while. And I will say this. As far as scoring goes, the starting unit does make things a little top-heavy. And to me, it's not so much it shouldn't matter necessarily to the players who starts. It's about who's on the floor at the end of the game anyway. To me, that's the most important thing. And I know Kerr's rotation, he wants to split it up, keep Curry and Draymond out there together. He was obviously forced to switch some things up tonight because he just didn't have the same personnel that he's had the last couple of games. But I don't think that in any universe Kevin Durant's coming off the bench ever.
And I'd get the DeMarcus Cousins coming off the bench thing if the Warriors had more of a traditional rotation where their bench players are actually a group of bench players. But the Warriors don't play, like, their main core of their bench is three starters
that happen to be all-stars.
With Livingston and Iguodala. So to me, it doesn't make much sense as far as how you divvy up the minutes. And if you're going to start Iguodala, you know, you're not going to take DeMarcus Cousins out of the starting lineup unless you're going to start Iguodala. And you're not going to start Iguodala unless it's a playoff series because you don't want to take him out of his regular rotation where he's playing with that second unit. So
right.
I think it's really much ado about nothing as far as that goes. Now, of course, you're not taking Kevin Durant and putting him on the bench.
I mean, that's not happening.
That's just silliness. Yeah. But hey,
thanks for giving me the layup, though.
The fans. what to make of one game, or what to make of three games, I guess, the last couple of games here. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, 209. Give the Spurs more than a little credit. Warriors got beat. Stop giving Warriors so many excuses. No, you give San Antonio plenty of credit.
I'll give the Spurs credit.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to give the Magic credit when we did this show last time a couple weeks ago. I'm not giving the Magic, by the way, 33-38, only about, I guess, their game and a half. Anyway. Anyway, I'll give the Spurs credit when they won nine in a row, even though the Spurs, I don't see a lot of talent there. But I'm going to give them credit for where they are and what they've done to this Warriors team a couple of times this year. They definitely have earned it. All right.
They just played at their pace, too. You give them that.
No doubt. 888-957-9570. More of your phone calls coming up here. It's Warriors Wrap-Up. We're brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of Home Search with J.D. and Covey on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson, Ryan Covey with you here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com, the home of Home Search. Let's keep it moving and get back to the phones. Warriors lose to the San Antonio Spurs 111-105. And the story of this one, Andrew Bogut comes back. But the real story of this one, as I bury the lead there, Covey, 14 for 43 for the Splash Brothers tonight. They combined for just 39 points, which there's a lot of nights where one's going for 39 and the other's going for 28. And if that had happened tonight, we'd be talking about a Warriors victory instead of a San Antonio Spurs ninth consecutive win and series season victory over the Dubs.
Yeah, make some shots, probably win the game. But I just thought, and you hit on it, like, when's the right time to kind of pull the plug? I just think, you know, when you're trying to force the issue from three-point range and it's clear that they're not going, just you know, run some sets down low. Like, just move the ball a little more and attack the basket. To me, it's just too much of, hey, this is who we are. And it's like, well, you can be a lot of different things on any given night. You should be whatever's required to get a victory.
Yeah, and I think that's where the struggle comes with Kevin Durant sometimes, because when the shots aren't going, it's almost as if Durant is on the floor thinking, hey, get me the rock and
right,
we'll get an easy two.
ISO me up and let's roll.
And tonight it was odd, and I think it was more coincidental based on him not being with the team for a couple of games or on the floor for a couple of games and then coming back tonight. And the Warriors always, they struggle on that balance between getting him going and getting everybody else going. And I think just the timing of everything with him making his return played a role in that as well. Let's get to the phone lines. Raiders realist.
Oh, yeah,
Hayward.
I know realist. Yep.
Yeah, the realist in Hayward here joins us on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, you both, JD and Covey, just hit it on the head. Like, Mark Jackson said one thing that made a lot of sense. It's a make-or-miss league. They're never going to shoot that terribly, especially in the seven-game series, to end up, like, giving away anything. But to channel my inner guru, I'm real excited because having Bogut back, just to know that we have that backup big. A lot of people keep speculating about Looney. The thing with Looney is I think they're just kind of keeping him on ice because he's had to play the majority of the year, and he had that little bit of an injury. But at the end of the day, he'll be fine. And then we have Draymond when they want to go small. And then Iggy. We have five All-Stars. There's nothing to worry about. Kerr is piecing things together as it comes together coming into the playoffs. I mean, at one point in time, I don't think he's overcoached or done anything, or have we had every single player that we have at this point going into it. So I'm getting excited because I think everything's starting to come together. And once everyone's healthy and we transition into the playoffs, I don't think there's going to be anybody going to be able to stop us, period.
Thanks, Realist. I'm encouraged by what I saw from Bogut tonight. Just, and again, whether he plays 8 minutes or 28 minutes, whether he's playing and starting because DeMarcus Cousins is unavailable, whether he's backing Cousins up or taking minutes from Looney or Jordan Bell or whoever, however it plays out, I'm encouraged by just having another high-quality, intelligent basketball player out there that knows the system. His body is in shape to play NBA basketball right now, and I think you could make a case he wasn't necessarily – at that point, at the end of his tenure in 2016.
I think he's definitely in better shape right now than he was at the end of 2016. I think, that's the 73-win season. I think they basically limped across the finish line that year as a group. Bogut was no exception. And let's face it, Bogut wasn't exactly the picture of durability throughout his NBA career. So he's gotten himself in better shape. You can tell. He looks leaner out there, and he had a good stretch in Australia. So, the way he played over there, what was he, the defensive MVP, MVP of the league? I mean, playing some great basketball. I know that's not the NBA, but still, it's competitive basketball. And he, with his familiarity with this system, him being in game shape, I thought very positive debut for Bogut tonight. Absolutely.
Tess in Union City up next here, a Warriors wrap-up on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Tess.
Hi. I guess my question was, if you had a starting lineup that beat Houston and you had a starting lineup that walloped Oklahoma, why would you sit two of the starting lineup for this game?
Well,
granted, Kevin Durant is back. And so, yes, of course, you want to play him. But I guess I would have had them out there, see how the chemistry was, and then throwing in Bogut, it was great. Everybody said, oh, he knows exactly how. He's a new element playing against a very tough team. And I was just surprised. Why would you take that starting lineup and change it around?
Well,
that was my thought.
Thanks, Tess. And I'll give you the answer. Injuries dictated it. DeMarcus Cousins missed the game with a sore right ankle, and Andre Iguodala missed the game because he had a tooth extracted, which is painful. So those two guys, Kevin Durant would have been starting for Iguodala regardless, because Kevin Durant is one of the best players in the NBA by far.
So there's that.
But the reason that there were two different starters is because there were two players that were starting that were injured.
Right. That's all. And that just is messing up the rotation. Just for tonight. I don't think there's nothing to take away other than that.
And again, if there was a lock upon locks, it would have been that Bogut would start for Cousins to keep everybody 100%. Else in their regular rotation. And to get Bogut, he played with three of those four guys. So it's not like, from familiarity's sake, you're not going to play Bogut with freaking Quinn Cook. And and Alphonso McKinney.
And that's kind of a Kerr. Look, that's classic Kerr anyway. Like, if you're going to use the guy, empower him, right? Straight away. Bruce Bochy does that all the time. Like, call a guy up, put him in the lineup that night. That's proper coaching 101, I feel like. And you want to get Bogut comfortable. And I love the fact before the game that when Kerr referenced, he told Andrew Bogut that he was starting, Bogut laughed because, here we go, trial by fire. Let's go. Of course he knows that Kerr will probably put him in there with Cousins being out. That's not much to take away other than, hey, Cousins is out and you don't want to tinker with the rotation. No other grandiose takeaway other than that.
And Andrew Bogut played his first game since January 1st of 2017. Also his first start since December 27th when he played with the Los Angeles Lakers. December 27th, 2017. It might have been January 1st, 2018, but there was a little misprint on the notes there. Let's go ahead and hear from Andrew Bogut, though, as Andrew Bogut in his debut with the Warriors met with the media.
We just, I guess we missed a lot of shots that we usually make and turn the ball over at crucial times. But me personally, just good to be out there, obviously, and trying to contribute. But would have liked to have left with a win.
How did you physically feel back in the NBA?
I felt all right. I mean, it's like a win a little bit in the first quarter, just from, you know, flying from Australia the last couple of days and all that. But once I got in a rhythm, I felt pretty good, just figuring things out and where guys like the ball. And that was something I got to still figure out, figuring out a few of our sets, which are new. But for the most part, it's about playing basketball, like I said before the game. So obviously we feel like as a team that we miss shots we usually make, and our defense... wasn't great at times.
Looked like there were times you and Draymond were pointing things out to each other. Did you have any kind of flashbacks with that?
Yeah, we played real well together. I mean, he's a high IQ guy. I'd like to think I'm pretty up there as well in basketball terms. So we have a good feel for playing together, and I help him when he goes to help and vice versa. So it's just nice to kind of have that rope tied to each other in a way. We always try to have each other's backs, and we did a pretty good job of it for the most part.
So 7 points, 7 boards, 19 minutes. The audio there courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area.
Good to see the big Aussie back in there. And, hey, he'll have a part to play. Hopefully not too big of a role, because that probably means things aren't going well with, DeMarcus Cousins or even Kevon Looney. So, but all in all, that was a real positive. How about at the end of the game tonight, John, with Clay defending DeMar DeRozan when they needed to get a stop? I thought that was great defense by Clay.
It was excellent defense.
Boy, DeRozan, that was a cold piece of work he laid on Clay, man. You got to give him his props for that for sure.
Yeah, that was a critical possession and shot make for DeRozan. And also the defense that the Spurs played on the possession where the Warriors just kept firing it around the horn, and DeRozan actually closed that on Clay in the corner.
Yep.
And it wound up being a Draymond three-pointer, which was basically the only shot that the Spurs were willing to give. And even Aldridge, he gave enough room to where Draymond could take it but not be comfortable about it the first time, and the ball found Draymond again. I thought those were actually the two biggest possessions of the game both ways down the stretch. But you're right, it was cold-blooded, the shot that DeRozan knocked down. All right, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Still time for some phone calls. We're also going to hear from, who are we going to hear from? Kevin Durant, I think, briefly in the post game as well. Warriors lose to San Antonio. We got your play of the game coming up as well. 111-105, it's JD and Covey. Warriors wrap-up brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
Warriors wrap-up continues on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson, Ryan Covey, one more segment, and Covey's going to stick around, and they're going to open up the butcher shop here on 95.7 The Game. Butcher boy Joe Shasky will be joining you as well. How late are you guys going tonight? 11, 12?
Stroke of midnight, baby.
Midnight? Okay, yeah.
We might go till like 3 a.m., JD.
I was going to say, you guys would need at least 2 hours just to stretch it out and get loose.
Totally.
So that's why I was sure it couldn't have been just 11.
Well, see, I got Warriors wrap tonight to get lubed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Butcher boy's out there getting his hot takes ready. So yeah, we grow into the show right around the 3 hour mark. So stick around like 11:45. I think we'll have some really compelling radio tonight.
Keep it locked, and now you guys are gonna, throw me out the window here.
And we'll let you down easy. We like you, JD.
And Shasky will come in. You guys will have a good time here for the next few hours. Let's go ahead and get, before we get to Stephen Curry, let's get to our play of the game.
It's time for the play of the game.
He got it!
Tune in tomorrow morning to Steinmetz and Guru at 10:30 for your chance to win $100. Now, here's the play of the game.
Curry with it with 1 second. Three-quarter court, good if it goes. It's on the way. It's banked in! He banked it in! Of course he makes that shot! Curry banked it in from three-quarter court. There's no doubt it's good. And that's how the quarter ends. And we're tied at 25. After open threes and open twos with people in front of him, he throws it up from just beyond the three-point line at the other end. And it banked in. Curry!
Stephen Curry was 1 for 8 before he hit that shot.
And the one was just the play before when he hit that left-hand runner off glass where he got fouled.
And 0 for 4 from 3.
Yeah, he was
struggling. That was his first three-point make, and it tied the game, and it looked like, wow, the Warriors probably should have been down 6 or 7, and they wound up being tied. He hadn't hit one of those in a while.
No, one of the three quarters where he hits from the opposite free throw line.
Yeah, or even a half court. There hasn't really been one in a while.
What are you doing, Steph? Tighten it up.
I mean, I think he may have... He may have hit a career's worth of those a couple of years ago, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He got his fill for sure. And he, you know, like so many things with Dub Nation, spoiled the fan base, JD.
So, know the play of the game tomorrow, 10:30. Steiny and Guru, they'll call for it. An easy one to remember. I mean, how can you not remember that one? Curry from the opposite three-point line, and you could be a big winner. Let's go ahead and hear from Stephen Curry on Andrew Bogut's return, among other things. Warriors lose 111-105. Here is the two-time MVP.
That was the difference in the fourth.
Were you surprised how quickly he was able to pick everything up after all the time he's missed away from you guys?
This is one of the best examples of when you know somebody looks great on YouTube and then they show up and look exactly like that. I'm talking about you, Bogues. You look great on film. In Australia, and then you came and showed, obviously, that type of player. So
was that sitting down conversation here?
Exactly.
Was it crazy to be playing with him again?
Yeah, it was fun, man. I feel it was wild. Like, it's been, 3 years, and I came in transition. Besides probably DJ early year, I haven't thrown a lob like that to somebody, and just felt like, you know, second nature at that point. He went up and finished it, and even a little drop pass, but he got the dunk, so he looks good. It's going to be a big help.
Fitting for him to get an illegal screen, trying to set a screen for you.
I think that was a little ref initiation for him. He gets it from everywhere. It's crazy.
So there's Stephen Curry, and audio there courtesy of Anthony Slater. We ripped that from him post-game, one of his videos. Anthony Slater, of course, from The Athletic, and one of our contributors here on 95.7 The Game as well. That's a great line, because how often do you see the YouTube footage of somebody and go, wow, this guy's awesome, and right. Then it's not really that.
They're called highlights for a reason, right? Yeah, no, it was really cool, too, just to see Bogut back out there, because, you know, I think it helps remind Warriors fans of just this journey that this team's been on. And, you know, that kind of takes you back to the first title team and, you know, what a special run that was. And I know 73 didn't have the best ending to it, but still, that year was just so special. And, you know, Bogut was a huge part of that. And he was a part of that group when it all started to turn, JD. You know, when they went from, hey, look, they've got some pieces here. Look, they were able to go get Andre Iguodala in free agency. What a movement going on here with Mark Jackson. Remember, Jack said, things be changing in the Bay. And we were like, yeah, okay, bro, I'll see you there.
Well, that trade was the moment that flipped it. Now, I know they already had Stephen Curry, but when they were comfortable moving on from Monte Ellis, yep, and they picked between Curry and Ellis, and they picked the right one, they made the right decision.
Could you imagine if that went the other way?
That would have been right up there with everything the Warriors
yeah,
had done
sure.
for a couple
yeah.
of decades.
We don't like Todd Fuller? Come on, what?
Leading up to that point. Yeah. But no, that was the moment that it changed. When they made it Stephen Curry's team, it also took Monte Ellis away, so it made Klay Thompson a starter. It brought in Andrew Bogut. And Andrew Bogut was hurt, and then so he didn't even play, and they shut down Curry, and they did all that to tank and keep their pick and get Harrison Barnes.
Yep.
So that one move, in some ways, solidified three starting positions
yeah.
out of five, and maybe even four, although Curry was already starting, but it made it his team. And then, oh, by the way, you go get Draymond Green as a second-round pick. That same year.
Can I ask you something, JD? I just want to get your take on this. You know, just kind of the way the game ended tonight. So KD hits a pair of free throws. That makes it a four-point game. I think it was 106-102. Then the Warriors, they get a stop, but then they miss a bucket there. That was when Draymond, you know, had the three-pointer that he missed. And then even after Bertrand's hit that three, Curry hit that three where it barely touched his hand. But this game coming down the stretch, like, I felt like the Warriors of old, they find a way to win this game. And, you know, maybe it's just, you know, at some point, you know, in close games, they're just, you know, they're not going to go your way. And it just these things kind of have a way of balancing out. I just felt like tonight was one of those games where in the past I'd felt like they would have found a way to get it. And tonight, for whatever reason, they didn't.
Yeah, I had that thought. I had that thought even in the last couple of minutes, like they were still going to get it when it was only, a 5-point game, maybe with about a minute and 44 to go. I thought, hey, they could still get it, but just too many missing parts and too many things disjointed. to where they couldn't quite get it done. And I do think that's the one thing that you have seen as this team and this run has gone on. It's just fewer and fewer of those games that they just steal,
yeah,
that they have absolutely no business winning. And I think tonight was a game where they played with the right spirit. And we're in the game, and if they had won it, they would have really earned it.
Sure,
but I think it's a scenario where, you know, as this thing goes on, they're maybe winning those less. They're going to have to play a little bit more buttoned up. All right, that's going to do it. Warriors wrap up.
So you got to jump out the window.
That's
now.
That's it. I'm going to hop out.
Okay, all right.
I'm a hop out. I'm all a little right. more svelte than I used to be, so I might be able to. JD, I might be able to get it.
Looking
done.
Good, JD.
For Nash and for Alex and for Alon, for Ryan Covey, I'm John Dickinson. Covey sticking around. Butcher Shop's going to open in about 6 minutes, so keep it locked right here on 95.7. The game. Warriors lose to the Spurs, 111-105. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.